Shivas the Gaonim,
and part of the Ksaviyat of Rabbeinu Chananel, on the page itself, for the first part of the Masechta, you have Rabbeinu Chananel on the page, and then it just sort of disappears. But there is a volume put out by Mosar Rav Kook of Rabbeinu Chananel on Bava Kamma. So if there's something special, I'll photostat it for you, but you should just know that there is Rabbeinu Chananel on Bava Kamma. There is a Otsar Meforshim, Kovetz Meforshim, on Bava Kamma in two volumes, Aleph Beis. If you want it, so purchase volume Beis, which deals with the second half. But I don't think it has Rabbeinu Chananel for some reason, probably copyright issues. So just be aware that we do have, because many times in terms of understanding a Rambam, if we can get back to what the Gaonim say, many times that will, if even yourself to the Gaonim, that'll help us understand the Rambam. In terms of Chachmei Ashkenaz, it's relatively full. Aside from Tosfos in the Daf, we also have Tosfos from Rabbeinu Peretz. In the Oz V'Hodor Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, they also have a Tosfos Harosh, aside from Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Sefer Yosher of Rabbeinu Tam is always welcome when we want to understand Rabbeinu Tam. And there is a separate volume, which is in the Kovetz Mefarshim, of a Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. It used to be published in a series called Shitas HaKadmonim, but it also now came out from Ksav Yad about 10 years ago in a separate volume, now means 10 years ago, of a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam that very much also helps us understand Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And the Rosh, or Zerua, Mordechai, are very, very full on Bava Kamma. Chachmei Sfarad, on the other hand, are missing. We don't have the Ramban. We don't have a Ritva on Bava Kamma. So therefore, the Rashba is our anchor to try and understand how Chachmei Sfarad learned Bava Kamma. And so the Rashba should be learned to say there. In terms of Chachmei Provence, it's very, very full. Balhamor, Milchamos, on the Milchamos, of course, is in Chachmei Provence, but one gets a sense of his argument with the Balhamor. There are Hasagos of the Ravid. There's a separate volume called Kosuf Sham that has a fuller Hasagos of the Ravid on the Rif. Rav Yonasan Miluniel is also a separate volume, but it was basically written as a Perush of the Rif. The Hashlama we won't be using all that much, but the Chidushei HaRavid, which is published by Atlas, that again is a separate volume. It's also in the Kovetz. That's very, very important. And the Meiri is wonderful, just to serve as a check as to whether we've seen all the Shitos on a particular sugya. And what we do have about Bava Kamma is a Shita Mekuvetzes. By the time it gets to Beruba, it's manageable. Namely, if you're used to learning Shita, so you know that in the first parak of Ksuvis or Bava Metzia or Bava Kamma, it's overwhelming. But as the Pesechta goes, It gets to pieces that are relatively shorter and fewer pieces on each sugya. So you'll find Gilyonos HaTosfos, there'll be an occasional Rimegash. Again, these are the Rishonim that we'll be using above the Kama. What's missing here, of course, is the Rambam that we'll be using Kaseder. I'll write that Rambam. Okay, it's written down. Okay, you could add Rambam to the list. That we'll be using Kaseder, particularly in terms of defining terminology, which we're going to have to do from the very beginning. What is Bava Kamma? So, I could say that it would always be kedai whenever you learn a Masechta to go through the Mishnayos of the Masechta, but I think it'll take you a bit of time to go through the Mishnayos of the Ten Prokim of Bava Kamma. So the Meiri gives us an overview that Bava Kamma is the beginning of Nezikin, of Seder Nezikin, and deals with Nezikin per se. And the Prokim are divided between Nizkei Mamon and Nizkei Adam. Namely, the first six prakim deal with Nizkei Mamon, the shor, the boar, the mafe, the hever of an individual that then go ahead and either are mazik the individual himself or the individual's mamon. Shor shizik shor, shor shizik adam. All of that is within the first six prakim. What we move over to afterwards is adam hamazik, but adam hamazik in particular manners. Adam HaMazik via Gneva, that's the seventh parak. Adam HaMazik via Chabala, that's the eighth parak. And Adam HaMazik via Gezela, that is the ninth and tenth parakim. In terms of Adam being Mazik in a manner other than Gneva, Gezela, or Chabala, that's a sugya in the third parak, the beginning of Ketzer HaRegel, that we'll probably make avail of, but we're basically interested in the seventh parak, so Gneva, And of course, what we have to do is contrast Gneva and Gezela to understand why we have Dine Gneva in the 7th Perek, Dine Gezela in the 8th and 9th Perek, 9th and 10th Perekim. The practical Nafkamina, of course, is in terms of Kefel. But that's a theoretical Nafkamina nowadays, because Kefel is a Knas, and we're not done Dine Knasot. But we want to be able to understand what are the criteria that define an individual as a ganav as opposed to define individual as a gazlan. That's A, that's Aleph Bet. And B, just to have an overview of the various forms of Adam HaMazik that are mentioned in the Torah. So we have over here, that's the second Mishnah Ramakamos, Lo Sashok, is a form of Nezek of withholding wages, to try and define how that is a form of Gzela. And then we have Lo Sachmod and Lo Sisaveh, and exactly how are they different from being a Gazlan? We're talking about an act. It's not necessarily the thought of Lo Tachma, but how it relates to an act, what the Gemara calls a Chamsan. Who is this Chamsan? Why is a Chamsan different from a classic Gazlan and from a classic Ganav? And we'll try and go through step by step in terms of seeing these through the eyes of the Rishonim. And finally, to end up with a machlokus between Tosfos and the Ran, in terms of weighing criteria, most important in terms of motivation. Are we only dealing with a question of the definition of an act, or also does the person's thought process get involved as well, his awareness of exactly what he is doing? So that's where we're headed. So just to give, just to whet your appetite in terms of the first sugya, in terms of a ganav and a gazlan, so the Gemara distinguishes on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, and the Gemara quotes Sukkim in terms of how do we define a gazlan. But in terms of defining a ganav, we're dealing more of reading into a svara within the Gemara, and here Rashi and Tosfos each pick up on a different aspect of the svara. So try and see a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil, Kevan Shera'uhu, and Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil, Kevan Shera'uhu. You should come up with a machlokas in terms of what is the main criteria of defining a ganav. And then when you move over to the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, you will see that he quotes both criteria. And that, of course, raises an issue. What happened? You have only one of the two criteria. And that's where I send you to the Gemaras that continue. The Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Nun Zayin, and dealing with the list in Mezuyan, and the Gemara Bava Metzia Kaf Avam Beis dealing with the Motzei Aveda, that we'll find that within Rashi and Tosfos that their criteria divide. I don't have downstairs. I have. I'm sorry. That the criteria divide. That one criteria will be found in Listim Mezuyan while the other one will be missing. A different criteria will be found by Aveda while the other one will be missing, and that will help us to understand A, the Rambam Shita, and then to try and define what would Rashi and Tosfos each do with the Gemara, which appears to be going against their Shita. Okay, that's pretty much what we have over here within the overview that I've read over here. When I said that the Rambam should be seen with the Raivid and the Nosei Kelim, I assume everyone looks in the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah. I mean also the Lechem Mishnah, which brings in different Girsos within the Rambam. And I think that the rest is relatively straightforward. I mentioned when I met with you this morning that I Baruch Hashem, learned Meruba, was also Meruba with Rebbe Klinstein three times over the last close to 40 years. 40 years, oh, three times over the last 40 years with about a 10-year break between each time. So the last time I learned was really about 10 years ago. And so if I say a svara, if you don't like it, it's me. If you like it, it's probably Rebbe Klinstein. But 10 years is enough time to forget and to relearn it. So every other year is enough time to forget and relearn it. But in terms of Bava Kamma, when I was a senior in high school, I requested to be an Rav Buch's teacher. He gave shiur the first time after being a professor of English in Stern College, and so he gave a freshman college shiur. And so they allowed a number of us to move from high school into a college shiur. So as you also felt at one time when you were, for the first time, learned by a person who was really a gadol, that those shiurim sort of etched their way into one's memory. So when I moved to the Rav, so I learned shvuah, so probably the two prokim, the two mesechus that I feel more of a kesher to are Baba Kama that I learned first with Rav Klinstein and shvuah that I learned first with the Rav. Yitz Hashem, you should also have such wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Rebbeim. I'm just going to go over the names, and some of you came late. Again, I'm not going over this because to take attendance, but just to have a sense of who's in the shiur. And if you decide that the shiur is too simple for you, then you know you shouldn't feel. I'm not going to be insulted if you leave. Erez David, Tertel, Hartstein, Kroll, Jeff Weiss, Gidon, Ilan Sanneker, Ari. I'll get to know your first names at some point as well. Reuven, Avi Klimnik, Ari Levy, Eitan Zeriger, Chaim Sendik, who is on his way, Zev Bennett, Adam Law. Anyone else come in? Sorry.
Ari Burns.
Ari. Anyone else? Okay. Again, just by a show of hands, who doesn't have Chavrusa? Okay, so there is a threesome over here that. And I was.
There's also Chaim Sendik.
And Chaim Sendik. So hopefully we'll have an even number. So my suggestion is, I threw out something this morning just that you shouldn't be shocked if I throw it out again today. The question is, Imani Adaber Ba'ivrit Shali, she's a Lo Ivrit Sifruti, Lo Ivrit Shoyimei HaBeinayim, Ela Ivrit Kala, Haim Atem Tavinu Oti, Ani Agid Lechem Lama. Kol zman sh'Rav Lichtenstein natan shiur b'ivrit, az lefachot hayita hagasha shanachnu be'eretz Yisrael sha'atayim b'shavua. Achshav shehu noten shiur ba'anglit, v'ani mevin sh'ha'ivrit shelo be'emet haya kashe lehavana, az chashavti she'im ze yachol lehiyot sh'ze nehene, koma sh'ani ehene, v'ze lo chaser, v'atem b'chol zot tavinu et ha'shiur, sh'ani eten et ha'shiur b'ivrit. Aval, זה לא יכול להיות על חשבונכם. כלומר, אני לא נותן את השיעור לעצמי. זה אני עושה בהרנוף. אני נותן את השיעור לכם. ולכן, אם זה מפריע למישהו, אז אני מבקש, אני לא רוצה לבייש מישהו כאן, you know, שירמיה, I don't understand you. כן, אבל אם מישהו באמת לא מבין אותי, אז שיגש אליי אחרי השיעור, ואני אעבור באנגלית בלי להגיד את הסיבה. אוקיי? אז... אם אפשר, הייתי מעדיף להעביר את השיעור בעברית בעיקרון, אבל לא על חשבון. לא על חשבון הבנה של מישהו. Okay. If that was understood, then I'm sure you want to continue. If it wasn't understood, then just come over to me and say, Rabbi, you know, it's just not going to go. And I'll be mevater. Okay, so our shiur generally will be for approximately an hour and a quarter, on Sunday at 11:30 until 11:45, on Wednesday at from 9:15 until about 10:30, and what I'd like to cover, during the course of the year, is Perek Meruba, plus good parts, if possible, of Perek Hagozel Eitzim, the ninth Perek, that we'll be doing when the sugi is parallel to one another, the sugi of Shinui particularly. And if we do all of that, then we could move into Achovel. That would be wonderful. But we'll take it. You know, it's Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta. What if you began to look at Meruba? Don't be mityaish. What we plan to do is after the introduction, learn the first Mishnah and Samach Beis Amud Beis with the Tosfos. And the top Tosfos over here on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and then to skip to Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph. Namely, Samach Gimel and Samach Daled are Limudim. I don't understand Limudim of Chazal. I try, but I don't understand them necessarily, and I have really nothing to add. So my suggestion is that you shouldn't have a Chatzi Davar to learn the Gemara. I learned the Gemara. but I have nothing to add to you. So to learn the Gemara with Rashi, if you want, with Tosfos as well. But in Shir, after Samach Beis Amud Beis, we're going to skip to the fourth line on Samach Hayamud Aleph, Guf Hamarav Keren Kein Shegonav, and from there go straight through the Perek. So we're not going to be skipping. But these two Dapim are Limudim. Before I went to Rochin Shir, I was in a senior high school Shir, in which we learned these two blat. And maybe that's what did it. It was a pleasure to move to the Samach Hayamud Aleph. So we won't be doing this. Yafutot. Yafutot. In other words, miut ribui miut, klal pratu klal. We're dealing with limudim. In other words, there's no machlokas in terms of the bottom line halacha, but there are machlokot how the halacha is gotten to. And I just have nothing to add to what the Gemara states.
No,
it assumes that you know all the rules of how to learn a klal prat and how to learn a ribui miut, and it just goes and gives different ways that Chazal were doresh the same halachot. Okay, so you should have bracha v'hatzlacha. And did any of you begin the Marmakomos already? A little bit. Okay, so we'll hold off until you get a little further. But again, what you should be looking for is the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Dafayim Testament Beis. You should be able to find the two criteria within the Rambam. You should ask yourselves if the Gemara deals with Gzela on the level of power, overpowering, then how can a Gemara call picking up an Aved and not returning it Gezel? What happened to the might with which Gezel is related to? Okay, these are questions that should enter your minds. They shouldn't be foreign to you. And we'll offer various options. There is, Rabbi Reichman put out a volume on Baba Kama Chelek Beis of the Rav's Shiurim on Meruba. There may be things, I haven't gone through it, it's a relatively recent volume, there may be things that we'll say that are parallel to what's found there. Yitachay, Rav Chassin learned Meruba with the Rav, so there may be things, I didn't learn Meruba with the Rav, that are parallel. And it, as I recall looking at the volume when I first got it, there is somewhat of an introduction also to the Perek, in which it does deal with Gnev and Gezel. So if you feel that would help you, and not give you preconceptions necessarily, but just to give you a sense of options in language, please feel free to, A, to look in, and B, if you want to be Meir during Shir, please feel free to bring in whatever you want. Okay? You should have bracha v'hatzlacha. What I did last year is that I said a word on the parsha on Sundays. Yeah, I think last year. So I'll say a word on the parsha if it's possible. Okay, for yesterday's parsha. I always work backwards because I'm not into kitetza yet. But shoftim is still pretty clear. Right. So there's... It's something I thought of speaking in Mashul in Har Nof about, but I didn't speak about it because I felt that it was too heavy. But for you, you know, I think you'd be able to appreciate it. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in the Sefer HaMitzvos, with which the Rambam introduces the Minyan HaMitzvos. The Rambam introduces the Mishnah Torah in Mitzvos Lo Sa'aseh Nun Chet. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah shelo yiru anshei hamilchama v'lo yefachadu me'oyevehem bishat milchama she'ne'emar lo ta'arotz b'pneihem v'lo tira'um. Rambam counts as a mitzvah shelo sa'aseh to be frightened in battle, to be afraid of the enemy. There's an isur to be afraid of the enemy, according to the Rambam. One of Tayrav mitzvos. The Ravid says, Amar Avraham, haftochahi ve'ena azhara. It's not an isur. It's a state of being that if Klal Yisrael are on the right level, they won't be afraid in battle, but it's not necessarily an aveirah to be afraid in battle. That same machlokes is found in the Sefer HaMitzvos itself, in Mitzvos Lo Sa'aseh Nunchet, between the Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam, you know, it's Lushitato, says we have over here an Isur De'oraisa of being afraid in battle, and the Ramban says nothing doing. Almost the same language of the Ravid, V'zo havtacha lo mitzvah. And the Ramban says it's not. How can you say it's an isur when the Shotrim say mi ha'ish hayarev rach levav? What do they say? Whoever is an avarian should leave. In other words, it doesn't appear that it's an aver. It appears that it's a state of being that would not be very helpful to Klal Yisrael. This person would be in battle, but it's not an aver. So the Kesef Mishnah on the bottom of the Minyan HaMitzvos says he doesn't understand the Ravid. It's Pshuta Shel Nikra. Rabbeinu Mefarish Kro Kepashtesh Hu Azara. Adarabal HaRavid Yesh Litmor Lama Hotzi HaPosuk Mipshuto Kedei Lahasek or Rabbeinu Tara says Lo Tarotz. In other words, it's a language of an Iser. L'chora, I mean, I understand the Ravid. If you were to ask me, a priori, would there be such an Iser? So I would say, how can there be such an Iser? A person's, you know, we're talking about an emotion. We're talking about something which is very, very primal to an individual. Fear, I'm afraid of mice. You know, tell me there's an Iser to be afraid of mice. I'm afraid of Jukim. An Iser to be afraid of Jukim? I'm afraid of someone coming at me with a machine gun. In other words, it's something which is very, very natural. It's one thing to tell someone, love God. Say, you don't love God, work on it. Right? Fear God. You don't fear God, work on it. That's a mitzvah asay. To tell someone what you should feel, so you could have a mitzvah that a person has to work on himself to feel something, but how can you have a mitzvah lo ta'ase, lo ta'arot, if this is something which is a very, very natural occurrence? And there were more individuals who suffered emotional damage because of the Katyushot in the north than who suffered bodily damage, emotional damage. They went into shock. They went into shock, into a sense of fear, and different people react differently to a fearful situation. Some people just freeze up. It's very, you know, so I understand the Ravid. The question is, what is the Rambam? How can the Rambam say there's such an Iser to be afraid during battle? So the Rambam basically explains it in two words. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos says, and this is why I didn't say it in Shul, because I feel that it's certainly not for me to tell this to people, but you know, I do think the Rambam is saying it. The Rambam says, Ki be'inyon ze efshar l'kayem emunata emet. Ki be'inyon ze, by not being afraid in battle, efshar l'kayem emunata emet. That we're going down to basic concept of emunah. That if a person really believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Torah, and his purpose in life is to be Oved Hashem, etc., etc., if that is really his perspective on life, and that's an MS, then anything else, there's nothing to fear of. In other words, the only thing he's going to be afraid of is, will I not be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly? But aside from that, everything else are simply circumstances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him to test his emunah. And if he's on the plane of emunah to emet, then it would be natural, begov ta'arot. Then Hananya, Mishael, va'azaria, or Daniel, begov ha'arayot, would be a role model that I'm Oved Hashem. Nothing can hurt me unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to hurt me. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision, but I have to just simply do my task. If my task currently is to fight, it's to fight. That the Rambam says, to a certain degree, black on white, in a halacha on Hilchos Melachim. And again, halacha on Hilchos Melachim means that the Rambam viewed this as Din Torah. It's not for someone to tell, to give Musar to someone else, but you should know that this is what the Rambam writes. In Perek Zayin Hilchos Malachim Halacha Tezvav, Mi ha'ish hayorei v'rach ha'levav k'mashma'o she'ein b'libo koach lamod b'kishrei milchama u'me'achar she'ikanes b'kishrei milchama what should a person do? Yisha'ein al mikveh Yisrael u'moshiyo be'et tzara v'yeda she'al yichud Hashem hu osa milchama. That his act of fighting, this is his putting on tefillin. This is his being Shomer Shabbos. This is currently his Avodas Hashem, Al Yichud Hashem Hu Osa Milchama, V'yasim Nafsho B'chapo, V'lo Yira, V'lo Yifachet. The same way that Daniel, you know, told Nebuchadnezzar, you know, I'm not going to bow down to your idol. I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's my Avodas Hashem. That's the way one should view battle. V'lo Yachsho, V'lo Be'ishta, V'lo Be'banav, Ela yimcha zichro meribo v'yifanem mikol davar l'milchama v'kol ha'masil lachshov v'laharer b'milchama mavhil atzmo over b'lo ta'ase. This is the Rambam's Lushita. So, she ne'emar al yerach levavachem al tiru v'al tachpezu v'al tartzum en lehem V'lo od eloi should you which are called the Mei Yisrael tluyim b'tzavaro. Kosh Baruch Hu currently gave him a nisayon of it's you who are protecting Klal Yisrael. V'harei v'imloni tzeyach v'lo asa milchama b'chol ribo b'chol nafsho. Harei ze kemi sheshafach d'mei hakol. That you're responsible for those who are behind you. Shenemar lo yimaset lev levav echad kilevavo. That the pasuk that we say usually use that if you're a rebbe you shouldn't be tired when you give a shir, or you shouldn't be burnt out when you give a shir. Usher, you know that's the pasuk the Rambam brings in terms of going to battle. Oror osem malachas Hashem remia. This is your malachas Hashem. Previously, maybe you were a rebbe, you had a different challenge. Now you are an Oved Hashem in this area. Orur moneach harvo midam. B'chol hagnucham b'chol liba b'lo pachad. V'tiyeh kavanato l'kadesh et Hashem bilvad. Then the Rambam gives him all sorts of brachos on his head. But in other words, that he has to view this as his avodas Hashem. And as such, the lo ta'arot then turns into an avera. It means that I am not willing or not to view life from the perspective that this is my avodas Hashem. I would much rather be in life in order to be able to enjoy life, to enjoy my family, to enjoy my children, to enjoy my other avodas Hashem, rather than this particular one. That's not our choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us into positions of avodas Hashem that are sometimes very difficult. Again, the Ravid and Ramban disagree. They disagree. They say that this is not something that one can necessarily control, and that therefore it's a nice haftacha. It would be very, very wonderful. But if someone's not on that level, he shouldn't go to battle. But it's not an avera. The Rambam views this as zohi emuna be'emet. This is a sort of a litmus test of whether he really believes that which he was teaching, that which he was espousing to others, that which he was telling other people that he really, really believed. So now is the time to put his life where his mouth was. In any case, that's something that was in last week's parsha as a very, very interesting machlokas, and the Musar Haskil of the Rambam's approach is a very, very frightening approach, and basically it comes down to a machlokas Rishonim in terms of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of an individual to be able to override even those emotions which may be very, very primal to his personality. Yes?
I mean, Rabbi would agree that there's still a sin of hating your brother in your heart. So, and that's also an emotion that could come, and
I think that one can understand that we have emotions which stem from our Yetzirah, and we have emotions which stem from our Yetzer Tov, and we have emotions that we would call neutral. I have a fear of dogs or of mice, etc., we would not view that as coming from a Yetzirah. That's a fear. I have fears. And the question is, and those fears are not asur. If you're an enemy, according to the Rambam, that's an Isur d'oraisa. But osisna sachicha bilvavecha? I mean, everyone agrees that a person is supposed to remold his personality. The question is, does it necessarily move over to this realm as well? Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Still on it. It's a screen saver. Oh.